talking now with Brian Levesey. Brian, you are one of the National Proficiency Award winners from the state of Oklahoma. What category were you in?
I was in fruit production.
Tell me a little bit about your particular operation there in the eastern part of the state.
Well, I work for my family's farm, Livesey Orchards, which is in Porter, Oklahoma. And we grow peaches, apples, pumpkins, watermelons, and cantaloupes. And we sell most of them at our retail shed right on the farm and then ship the rest of them to area grocery stores.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, why you were interested in joining up, in other words, being a part of this family operation.
Well, from whenever I was little, I always looked up to my dad when he was farming out in the fields and such. And as I grew older, they needed some work, help working, so I just kind of joined in, and I quickly fell in love with it. I really enjoyed working on the farm and just performing all the functions that needed to be done, so it was just a natural flow into it.
So tell me a little bit about the operation as far as your participation. What responsibilities have you had over the last couple of years?
Well, I started off just carrying out fruit for customers under the shed, but as time went on, I became more of a tractor driver. And now I do most of the tree spraying, and I help mow the orchards over the summer, and just generally all jobs we do in the orchard. I also help harvest the watermelons, and I help plant the pumpkins, and just all sorts of different things that we do.
When you start thinking about trying to give, you know, directly market to consumers, are there special things that you have to keep in mind to be successful at that?
Well, quality is the main thing. You want to make sure you always have a very good quality product, because if it's good quality, people will come back for it. And you want it to look good, and really, you just want to have them have a good experience when they come out to the shed. You want them to enjoy their time out there. In the fall, we do tours for area school children where they can come and play games and such. And it's a way of building up that customer base when they're real small. So maybe when they get older, they'll remember us and say, oh, that was fun. Maybe I'll take my kids there. And it's just a way of keeping it going.
Where do you see the business going with your generation?
Well, hopefully we'll keep expanding. That's always what you want to do in a business. And really, we're in a very good position right now. I don't think we really need to make any changes. We just need to keep growing and keep getting better at what we do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.